Hitch, way to go. Congratulations. Round two ahead. How you doing?
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, it's finest line, eh? Ooh,
boy, holy mackerel.
Heck of a series.
So you've been around this thing long, long time. Jitters, nerves, anxiety. What are you feeling going into Game 7 last night?
Well, I think there's a difference, between stress and pressure, or when you're dealing with a combination. There was some stress for the franchise, for everybody connected, because, you know, we'd knocked on the door for a few years and couldn't get it open. And
right.
So there's stress that goes with that. And I thought we handled the stress, the combination of stress and pressure, really well. You know, now there's just pressure to win, and I think everybody can deal with that. But I thought player-wise, coaching-wise, management-wise, we handled the double whammy of stress and pressure really well, and played some of our best hockey. I mean, really, other than the second period in Chicago, we really played well, and so did Chicago. And both teams just poured so much into it. Joel put it best. It was a conference final, which sometimes is better than a cup final, mm-hmm. because using the cup final, there's not much left to both teams. But, man, it was hockey. You really felt like standing on the bench, you could turn in any shift could turn the whole series around.
Mm.
You and I have spoken a few times over the last month or so, and you've always talked about resilience more than any other time since you took over the Blues. What has changed for this group to be that resilient?
Well, adversity. And we had it, got hit right between the eyes, really, day before training camp when Berglund went down for long term, and then the escalation of injuries where we were playing 6-8 guys out for that period of time. We had to invent a new way to play. We had to change everything. Players adapted and bought in and got points, and we got confidence that we could adjust and adapt on the fly. And so the feeling after that 2 month window there where we were getting points, but we weren't really better than anybody, Channy. We were just manufacturing games, getting points, scoring one goal, two goals. There was a confidence that came over guys that we could survive anything. And then we get our first test here, comes out against Chicago, who was arguably being the best team in the league for the last 6 years. We had to find a way to do it again, and the guys really dug in.
I'm wondering what do you say to your team? You're up 3-1, and then you lose game 5, and now it's 3-2, and then
a game that you were up 3-1.
Yeah, and then you lose game 6, and now you're going home. That's a good thing, but it's all of a sudden it's game 7, and these are the Chicago Blackhawks with 3 Stanley Cup rings for all of their core players. How do you want to calm your guys down? Do you want to refocus them? Do you want to yell at them? How did you deal with it, Hitch?
Well, I've learned a lot, quite frankly, from obviously the Dallas and Philly days. You learned a lot because there's so many big series there. But I think I've learned the most from the Olympics, and that is because every game in the Olympics from quarterfinals on is sudden death. I just you learn that the event itself takes care of the emotion, and if you start cranking it up too early, your team becomes lost and emotionally drained, and you haven't even dropped the puck yet.
Mm.
And I think I learned those lessons from those Olympics, especially in 2010 and 14. So we went at things very methodically. We went back to identity, and the guy had struck a chord with people. And I don't know if you watch the series closely, if you ever get a chance to watch these games, they would be fascinating to watch a year from now, because there was no play in the neutral zone.
No.
You were either in one zone or the other.
Yeah, interesting.
Our attitude was, we better be on the attack, because the minute we tried to defend, which is what happened to us in game 6, we got steamrolled. And we tried to back up and play a little bit defensive too early, and they just came at us in waves, and we couldn't stop them. And so we had to play on our toes as much as possible. And even if they came with a big surge at the start of the second yesterday, and then I was really impressed with the way we fought back in the last half of the second period. But with teams like Chicago or Dallas, that's the only way you can play if you expect to beat them, because they've got so much skating firepower and so much skill. You got to make them play in some places that they don't want to really play in.
Too much made of your relationship with Tarasenko in this series, Ken?
Oh, way too much. It's actually humorous. You know, it's all based on a one, our only power play we got, Shanny, and he wanted to be out there, and the guys that were out there never got out of the zone. Mm. So they just kept hammering away, and he was mad. That's what elite players, they want to be out there when it's on the line. They're not going to run and hide. And, you know, I think what people don't understand with big players, and he's a big guy, he's a strong player, but he's also a one-on-one player. And when you play against Chicago, the one-on-one becomes one-on-four. And it was physically demanding and wearing for that young guy. And he was exhausted at times, and that's why his shifts were so short, because he had two and three people leaning on him every shift. And but he's a unique player. He's a unique individual. He's a really good – he's going to be a great NHL player for a lot of years.
He's actually better – he might be better suited to play the Dallas Stars than he was the Chicago Blackhawks.
Because of their style.
You know, I think they gang-tackled him in Chicago. And, you know, he's playing against Ladd and Hossa, who are big guys themselves. Eh? And mm-hmm. That was a hard challenge. You know, Kruger's a specialist in that way. Joel got them out on the fly and tried to keep them away from him. But he played all three forwards, leaned on him at the same time, and they tried to double him up like they do in basketball. And it was physically demanding. I know even at the end of the game yesterday, he was exhausted. And, you know, it's hard when you're playing against big bodies who are just as big or bigger than you are.
With the head coach of the St. Louis Blues, Ken Hitchcock, I am always intrigued by the seven-game syndrome. There are people that will tell you, Hitch, that, you know, playing seven wears you out. You can't keep playing seven over and over again. And, of course, there have been teams that have done exactly that and won a Stanley Cup. And there are other people who say, you know, well, we'd rather play a seven-game series than sit on our butts for a week or 10 days and kind of get rusty. Where do you fit in on that?
I think what's playing seven games does is gives you a clear understanding a playoff series is 14 days. It's not 6 days. It's not 5 days. It's 14. And you learn, like Chicago's learned, that it's not over until someone wins four games. So there's always hope, and there's always a chance to build positive momentum. So there's less panic that comes over when you win a game seven, because you know that you can go the distance. And I think it's not the playing the seven games. It's how emotional the games are and how much they take out of you. Right. I know right now we practice tomorrow, and I'm not sure how many guys are going to practice because we're going to need to make sure that we've got the proper mental, physical rest, the combination, so we're ready to go against Dallas, because we are playing a team similar to Chicago. But this was a series that we just finished that was mentally and physically taxing on both teams.
Why did you dominated Dallas this year? You win 4 out of 5. Why? Why do you think that happened?
Well, we didn't. The record says that, but we had one win in regulation. They had one win in regulation. And then we won 3 in shootouts or overtime. There was literally no difference between the teams. And the biggest thing for us, our little advantage over them, was that we played them 5 times. 4 times they came off back-to-back. So we've actually had a scheduling advantage on them. We twice played them in Dallas where we were sitting in the city and they were playing the night before. So they give us fits, and they give us fits because they are so mobile on the back end that you're constantly thinking at times they got 10 guys on the ice because they just come at you in waves with that back group of defensemen. And the way they're built back there with Klingberg and Adoya and Demers and now Russ and those guys, they're deep back there as far as mobility goes.
Yeah. So the series starts Friday in Dallas, then Friday, Sunday. after the emotional high of winning at home and what the guys have gone through, it's probably an advantage for you to start on the road, don't you think?
We talked about that today, Shanny. I think so.
Yeah.
I think getting back out together and getting in that situation will help us, because you're going to be pretty alert, because you're obviously on the road, and you know we got to win a game to get home ice back from them. So that's going to, you know, whether it's game one or game two, we got to find a way to win a game.
Hitch, congratulations on to round two. It doesn't get much easier, it doesn't appear, but there are a lot of people that have a lot of confidence in you. Including my daughter and son-in-law and grandchildren, too, by the way, who live in suburban St. Louis and have become Blues fans and have been at a whole bunch of games. So we're all rooting for you.
Well, it's a big relief party today in the city, because Chicago's been slapping us around for a few years. So it's a good feeling here in the city right now. We just want to keep it going.